Radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Back to action here, and one extra commercial, and we miss a kickoff return for a touchdown by Mount Vernon. Just ran it right up the right side and shedded a couple tackles, but a great return, extra point up and good. And just like that, a 55-7 game during a commercial break is now 62-7. Mount Vernon scores quickly off that kickoff.
I was sitting here checking scores, and I just saw a blur go by, and, you know, 2 seconds later, they're in the end zone.
I thought we might miss the kickoff, but I didn't think we'd miss a kickoff return. Maybe it's better Bears fans didn't have to be put through that. So we'll look for the best out of that.
Well, in a score that I found, New Pals up 49-8 on Newcastle.
Well, and I'm sure Bumbalo was involved with those 8 points somehow. That kid is an athlete. We see him on the basketball court. This was my first year to see him play football, and in a monsoon at Shelbyville a month or so ago, he really was Newcastle's only offense. So Luke Bumbalo heading to Ball State to play football. I think he'll have a good career. It may take him a year or two physically to get built up some strength to be able to play receiver, but I think he'll be a good slot receiver at that level and be able to do something by the time he's a late sophomore and into his junior year. Kickoff here coming by Mount Vernon. Good deep kickoff driving Shelbyville back. It's Pickett, and he'll get it out to the 20-yard line before he's driven back. They'll give him the 20, and that's where Shelbyville will start with 9:30 to go here in the fourth.
Yeah, you were talking about watching him and what he'll do at Ball State, and I saw Newcastle play Pendleton Heights, and of course Pendleton Heights has the wide receiver who's
Eli Pankle.
Yeah, Pankle, who's going to Duke, and it was amazing to watch both of those players kind of go head to head a little bit. And you're right, I think a year in a college weight room will definitely help Bumbalo out.
Stevens, handoff to Miltz. Miltz around the right side, good yardage, cuts it back up the field and picks up about 5, maybe 6 on the carry. Shelbyville starting to move the ball a little bit here as some Mount Vernon second stringers are in on defense. 6 yards on the play, setting up 2nd and 4, and the ball's on the 26. Shelbyville moving right to left here in the fourth. Snap to Stevens again. Hand off to Miltz. Cuts it up the middle. First down yardage. And excuse me, that's not Miltz. That looks like it's Pickett. Skyler Pickett, another carry, number 38. Chains move here for Shelbyville. Stevens with Pickett to his right. Two receivers to the top, one to the bottom. Fake handoff, Stevens. Nice block out there on the right. They're going to get a hold on it, though. Hold on to number 11. Ethan Bowman. Going to be whistled for a hold here. I thought he had him set up to block him, but he had to hold on to him as he ran by. Stevens had a nice run to the outside, but it will be brought back here. There's the official call. Clock runs at 7:30. Ball will be placed. Well, let's see where they place it. Looks like it'll be at the 19-yard line, setting up 1st and long now for Shelbyville. First down yardage. They'll have to get all the way out to the 43-yard line if they want to pick up a first down. Snap. Stevens to Merritt coming through the middle. Nice pickup there, all the way back out to the 29, almost the 30. School board hasn't been updated yet. Second down, though. Nice pickup on the throw and catch. Brings up 2nd and 14. Ball on the 29. Bears trailing 62-7. Running clock here in the fourth at 6 minutes 30 seconds to go. Again, stay tuned for the H&R Block post-game report. We'll name an Edward Jones player of the game and a Penny Acres game summary as Shelbyville runs it right up the middle. Is that Pickett?
That was Pickett.
Pickett with a nice run, setting up third now and manageable as he gets it out to the 38-yard line. Third and six. Stevens in the shotgun. Pickett to his left. Hand off again. Pickett off the left side. Has a hole. Drags a defender for a yard or two. He's going to come up a couple yards short, and Clevenger will have a fourth down opportunity here, and he'll no doubtably go for it. Nice little run, though. If it wasn't third and long, he might have picked up a first. Stevens looks to the sideline for the play. 5:25 to go now, fourth quarter, fourth and two for the Bears.
I like to see them put the ball in Willman's hands right here.
Willman is to the top with Merritt. Pickett now shifts to the right side of Stevens. Stevens rolls out to the right. He'll cut it upfield, have first down yardage before being brought down by Mount Vernon tackler. But nice play call, nice execution there by Stevens.
Very nice play.
Good blocking up front by the line. Merritt and Willman holding off their guys too, giving Stevens some room to run. Pickett in the backfield, just behind Stevens. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. He'll go up top. He's got Merritt. Merritt didn't see it coming. Pass was short, picked off by Mount Vernon. Ran back to the 45-yard line, and we've got flags all over the place. Probably a face mask of some sort. This play will probably stand as Mount Vernon intercepts Stevens and runs it back into Shelbyville territory at the 45. We'll wait for the call here. Caleb Barrett down there discussing with the officials, waiting to see. The flags came in well after the ball was intercepted, so I don't foresee this coming back to Shelbyville. Illegal block on the return. Face mask on Shelbyville. Those penalties will offset. And it'll be first down, Mount Vernon. Again, both penalties after the ball was intercepted. So turnover by Shelbyville will stand. And with 3:38 to go here in the game, Mount Vernon probably just run this clock out. Shelbyville, as long as they can tackle, probably won't be giving up any more points here tonight. Hand off Mount Vernon. Well, the guy, quarterback keeper, we've got a flag, another flag down on the field. First down yardage, but you got to feel like this will come back with some holding.
And a flag at the end of the play as well. Well, he waved that one off. The original flag will still stand.
Clock runs under 3 minutes. We'll see what the calls are. Holding on Mount Vernon. And that'll be the call as they mark them back here. Past the original line of scrimmage, it'll be first and 12 as they'll replay first down. Ball now at the 47. Still in Shelbyville territory. 2:30 on the clock, 62-7. Mount Vernon comfortably in control of this game. Hand off up the middle. Shelbyville has that one snuffed out. Caleb Barrett, among others. Jacob Smith in on that tackle. 57, Bryce Shelp, freshman, getting some action here late.
Well, and much like the other team that we cover on Giant 96, Greenfield, Shelbyville and Greenfield both, a lot of freshmen getting a lot of quality minutes this year. That may not pay off this year, but it'll pay off in 19, pay off in 20, pay off in 2021. Both coaches, Coach Spear at Greenfield and Coach Clevenger here at Shelbyville, have talked about it. We're not really building for this year. We're building for 2 or 3 years down the road.
Well, and you got to figure Shelbyville gets Landon Watson back. He'll be a senior next year. So just right there, you get your starting quarterback back.
Right.
Some of these guys have gotten a lot of experience this year. They'll be more competitive next year just because of that. Hand off, ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Mount Vernon. Now he runs the other way, and boy, a tough break for Shelbyville. Over pursuing on that fumble, and I think they are going to get him down at the 1 yard line. Yeah, his knee came down before that ball crossed the goal line, but unfortunate that that ball was fumbled, because if it was handed off cleanly, Shelbyville had it.
There's a flag, though.
Flag down on the
field.
So maybe bring this one back as well. Tough break there. Either way, Shelbyville. You know, that's one of those times where you don't want it to be fumbled, because it popped right up into a Mount Vernon player who had the whole left side of the field to run and took it all the way down to the one, but a holding will bring it back. And this running clock has gotten us through this fourth quarter pretty quick. 25 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, that's a quick second half.
Yeah. And that's going to do it. I don't think Mount Vernon will run another play as this clock runs down to 15, and both teams lining up to shake hands.